Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is a Friday, December 2nd, 2011. This is Audioboo number 127. Well, hey, since I last did an Audioboo, the markets went crazy. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the black box and also talk about employment numbers. And I think I'll keep it a little bit short today. I'm out sidewalking the puppy. So that's a little different. Two things different today. First is I'm out walking the dog, doing an Audioboo using the Audioboo app instead of the InTrack app, and that's because I don't have my reading glasses, so I don't think I can see the screen enough to mix in music with this one. And the other thing is that I'm walking the puppy in the opposite direction I normally do to see if she see how confused she gets. Heck, I'm already confused. Pretty chilly out. I think it was one of those days where I think we had to be close to 70 during the day. It was actually very, very nice. And then as soon as the sun set, man, it just got cold. Anyways, let's start with the stock market. You know, last week when I did the Audioboo, totally different story. The market had just plunged the whole week, right? It was the worst Thanksgiving week since Moses parted the Red Sea. I mean, it was just that bad. And then this week we gapped up on Monday and we gapped up on Wednesday. And I think what did we get? 7-8% this week in the market. It's just been amazing. And I guess the only news is that it looks like the kind of a concerted effort to stem the tide in Europe, basically a stimulus package for Europe, if you will. And it looks like that may have shored things up there and took some of the fear off. There certainly can't be any serious thought that the debt problems have gone away, right? You have a lot of entitlement programs over there where there's really no way to fund them. But apparently there's a plan now to at least try to stimulate some of the economies and handle some of the debt issues of some of the poor countries. And we'll see where it goes. Right now the stock market liked it. Plus I think there was also some good news this week about retail sales for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that sort of thing. And so all the talk about how bad it is in the U.S., I think it just kind of demonstrates that, you know, things are improving for consumers. They're spending more this year than last year, and people are out shopping. You know, I've been out to the malls. It's been a little bit crazy and not too much fun. I don't really like to shop too much. I've actually bought some stuff on Amazon using the Amazon app, you know, kind of one click, shop, 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 and then every day you get stuff on your porch. So that's kind of cool. Kind of worrisome too, because you never know if the stuff's going to remain on your porch for too long. So we had that. So the market up big, and I'll post a picture of the black box this weekend, see what it's saying. I know it's still on a buy signal from a week ago Tuesday, the Tuesday of Thanksgiving. So that's that. The employment picture came in today where unemployment decreased from 9 to 6 to 8.6, and that's kind of one of those funny things you can do with numbers sort of thing, because, you know, we're still not adding enough jobs. I mean, what do we add, 100,000 jobs? That's not really enough to stem the tide of employment or unemployment. You have to add more than that. You have to add, what, about 150 to 200 for growth. So we're really not tackling the unemployment issue. I think it's just a reflection that a lot of folks aren't looking for work anymore. They're kind of out of the job market. But it is what it is. It is the benchmark. It is the measuring stick we use, and it is coming down. So I know those who are running for re-election will claim, hey, the economy's improving. While those who are trying to win and unseat those running for re-election will claim that the economy's not going anywhere. And I don't know. It's probably, I think GDP's low. It's just a low, slow growth, and there probably isn't enough growth to pick up the slack in employment for a while. Anyways, hey, that's it. It's Friday. It's cold. I hope you're having a great one.